today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Be with us. We're going to speak about the best way to approach the Quran. Today, Thursday, is the 26th of Jamadi al-Thani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. At this time, we'll listen to chapter Al-Waqi'ah, verses 77 to 82.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innahu laqur'anun kareem.
Indeed, it is a noble Quran.
Fi kitabin maknoon.
In a register well protected.
لا يمسه إلا المطهرون.
None touch it except the purified.
تنزيل من رب العالمين.
It is a revelation from the Lord of the worlds.
أفبهذا الحديث أنتم مدهنون.
Then is it to this statement that you are indifferent?
وَتَجْعَلُونَ رِزْقَكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ تُكَذِّبُونَ.
And make the thanks for your provision that you deny the provider.
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The attribute Karim employed for the glorious Quran refers to God Almighty, the most generous and the most benevolent, and the same attribute also designates a human virtue. The Arabic word also reflects the great merits of the Holy Quran and its eloquence and rhetorical figures as well as its interesting contents. Since it is revealed by the Lord, who is the origin of perfection and beauty, God Almighty is the origin of revelation as well as the goal of the Holy Quran. The point is that divine omniscient is free from any error or alteration, and it is evident that such book originating from such sublime source is far from any error and alteration.
رسول الله معلمنا
هذا القرآن يوحدنا لطريق الخير يوجهنا الله تعالى أنزله
ورسول الله معلمنا ورسول الله معلمنا.
The topic of this part is the best way to approach the Quran. The Quran is not only a book that is spiritual in nature, but is a complete code for life. Quran holds solutions for every problem and domain of life. Many of these solutions are directly present in the Quran. At the same time, many of them are hidden as a metaphor or messages in the stories narrated in the Quran. However, everyone cannot decipher these stories and metaphors. So scholars spend their lives understanding the Quran. They write summaries of every verse of Quran's detailed meaning that makes it easy for common people to understand. Thus, many scholars advise people to make reciting and listening to the Quran a part of their lives and seek professional help for mental disorders, fulfilling the very purpose for which the Quran was sent.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today, we are going to talk about the different approaches to the understanding of the Holy Quran. It is possible that a book may lack an outlook as well as a message, or it may contain an outlook but not a message, or it may contain both. Regarding the analytical study of the book, that is Al-Quran, we shall have to say in general what sorts of problems does the Quran deal with and what is the manner of presenting them, what is its manner of argument and its approach to various problems. Does the Quran, being a defender, presenter and protector of faith, and its message being a religious message, view reason as a rival to its teachings and clings to a defensive posture against it, or whether it considers reason as a supporter and protector of faith and relies upon its power? These questions and various other queries arise during the analytical study of the Quran. The third and the last factor that we need to take it into account for approaching the Holy Book is the study of the sources of ideas. At this stage, that is, after verification of authenticity and verification of the authenticity of the authorship of a book, and after thorough study and analysis of its contents, we come to the stage of exploring whether the contents of the book comprise of its author's own original ideas or the ideas have been borrowed from some other source. The kind of a study regarding any poet or author implies the study of the source, and roots of the author's ideas and thought. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
This interesting part is about ways of approaching the Quran with purity of intention. Your intention should be directed to seeking only your Lord's pleasure by devoting your heart, mind, and time to guidance that He has sent to you. That is what you barter when you surrender yourself to Allah. In chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 207, Allah says there is such as would sell this own cell in order to please Allah. Purpose and intentions are like the soul of a body, the inner capability of a seed. Many seeds look alike, but as they begin to grow and bear fruits, their differences become manifest. The purer and higher the motive, the greater the value and yield of your efforts.
قلب ينبض بالقرآن هذا النور شفاء صدور فاض وعطر كل لسان وهنا حلقات الصديق قلب ينبض بالقرآن.
A small part of knowledge about levels of reading the Quran. Now, on today's special, we must sincerely believe that every word of the Quran is Allah's speech and that Allah will guide those who seek His guidance to the truth. We should read the Quran with an earnest desire to increase faith so that we may belong to those who are described in the Quran by the following words. In chapter Al-Anfal, that is chapter 8 of the Holy Quran, verse 2, Allah says, believers are those who, whenever Allah is mentioned, feel a tremor in their hearts, and whenever His revelations are recited to them, increase their faith. Again, that was in chapter Al-Anfal, verse 2. We should remember Allah with gratitude, for He guided us to the Quran. Only Allah, not anyone else, could guide us to His noble book of guidance. For this reason, we should praise the one who deserves praise, for He created and blessed us with all the bounties we enjoy, and what is more, He guided us to the truth, inshallah.
When we wake up in the morning, wake up 10 minutes earlier, 15 minutes earlier, 5 minutes earlier. Make a habit that you begin your day with the recitation of the immaculate words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It brings much tawfiq, it brings much light to your next 24 hours, yes? To begin and to initiate the day with what? With the recitation of the holy book is of the greatest of importance. And to ensure that our children indeed are inculcated with the spirit of the recitation of the Quran, that the memorization of the holy book, that the recitation correctly with the ahkam of tajweed and tarteel. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the madrasa teachers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward the parents who work hard to keep and to ensure that the children are what? Are reciting the Quran correctly. But it is a responsibility at the community level, responsibility at the family level to make sure that this is adhered to. In which way? We must understand this. We must ensure that the recitation of the Quran and the memorization of the Quran in our communities is something that is beloved by our children. Let's have competitions. Let's increase what? Reward for those who recite it in the correct manner, those who memorize more, yes? Let us have that particular initiatives to keep the Quran alive and importantly relevant for our children, for our youth at all ages.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special, which was about the best way to approach the Quran. Inshallah, we continue this interesting and, of course, essential topic. Thank you very much and keep us in your dua and supplications. Till another meeting, have a nice time.
موعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن